Egypt has two nuclear research reactors located at Inshas near Cairo. They are used for peaceful purposes, such as medical research and nuclear engineering experiments. But analysts agree that Egypt sought to acquire a nuclear weapons capability back in the 1960s. Former Defense Department official James Russell, who is now with the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, says interest in building a nuclear capability or developing an indigenous peaceful nuclear program ended during the presidency of Gamal Abdel Nasser.
Nasser realized the deep sort of financial costs that were going to be required, and he also realized the political costs that would sort of accrue from Egypt developing a nuclear program. And so these projects become canceled, you know, after the 1967 war. And then in 1968, Egypt signs the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. And since then, the Sadat government ratifies the NPT in February 1981. And in 1982, they have a safeguards agreement, a comprehensive safeguards agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Analyst Mark Fitzpatrick from London's International Institute for Strategic Studies says Egypt does not have the most modern technologies that could be used to produce fissile material for nuclear weapons.
The issue is, though, that Egypt conducted some experiments in plutonium separation that they didn't notify to the IAEA in accordance with their safeguards agreement, and it later came out and the IAEA did an investigation. And most of that was cleared up, but there's still some remaining questions. And most recently, some highly enriched uranium particles were discovered by the IAEA, and I think they're still investigating the source of that. That all has not yet come out in IAEA reporting. So there's some small cloud hanging over Egypt's nuclear program. I'm not saying they're going for nuclear weapons, but they did some things that were not fully in accordance with the rules.
Fitzpatrick says the plutonium experiments were conducted during the past couple of decades and came to light about 6 or 7 years ago. And the evidence concerning the highly enriched uranium particles was disclosed in the media within the last 2 years. On another issue, some analysts, including James Russell, say there have been reports of Egyptians in the 1980s helping Iraq with its chemical weapons research.
There were also rumors of the Egyptians sort of being involved in building a chemical plant, you know, that could possibly have made items that were used for chemical munitions. But again, I don't think there's any assessment out there today that suggests that the Egyptians are, you know, engaged in research or really have any interest in, you know, developing chemical weapons.
And Russell says Egypt does not have the necessary industrial base in the chemical sector to build chemical weapons.
The truth of the matter is almost all countries around the world, the United States, Russia included, is that everyone has kind of come to the conclusion that these are just not terribly militarily useful weapons, or that it's a technology which really has limited sort of use in the military arena.
Some experts have questioned whether a government replacing President Hosni Mubarak might reconsider some of Cairo's policies on weapons of mass destruction. Once again, James Russell.
In the chemical and nuclear arenas, the costs to the Egyptians of attempting such programs are significant. And it just seems to me that any political leadership in Egypt, whatever its character, is going to have to look at these costs. And they are a strong discouragement to them, you know, moving down this path to sort of reconsidering the decisions which have been looked at by previous political leadership. I just don't see it.
Analysts say, given Cairo's leadership in the Middle East, it is essential that Egypt remains free of weapons of mass destruction to guarantee stability in that part of the world. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.